I'm Ross Thompson. I'm General Manager for the Queensland Homicide Victim Support Group.
Ross, you said today at the ceremony that it's almost taken you three times in this program for you to actually come to terms with the impact of the crime on your life and your family.
That's true, yeah. I know I've been very strong for my family and for the public in the better hand. But this session, this program, this time around, became very personal to me. And it's... I'm starting to tear up already. You know, it was my journey this time.
Yeah. Was there something that triggered that in you, that it, this third time around resonated?
There was. One, the presenter. She did a brilliant job. But my family are now... I have my wife and my son left, and they are only just now starting to learn to live with what has happened to our life. So it's given me time for me, my personal time. And I've got to say that it has actually put me in places where I never thought I would ever have to go, so much so now that I'm getting help for the first time. Yeah, and this is the instigator of all of that, of me healing. And so it's great.
Would you want to take part in this program again, or is this a point where you've had this epiphany for yourself, now you'll leave it to others to go through this process?
I was just saying, no, I'm setting concrete, this is it. I'll be doing this again. They ask me, I'll be doing it. The only thing that would prevent me from doing it is if I have something more important on, or not more important, but in my role, you know, I have many other duties, and if something occurs, I'll have to go and do that. I missed 1 week here because I had to go and do other duties. But if they ask me, I'll be back for sure.
You say it's changing things for you and your family now. What about your wife and son? Do you think that they would benefit from being a part of this project, or it's not their journey to go on?
No, it wouldn't. Not for my wife. My wife, I don't think, would be ready for this for another 20 years. She's only just starting now to remember things, you know, starting to become normal. And this is after 8 years. And for my son, he's still an angry boy inside, you know. He is starting to get a life, but he still doesn't talk about his brothers. But he wouldn't be ready for this, no.
But I guess they take heart from the fact that you're going through this process and it's changing you. You're feeling a lightness now, a lighter sort of a weight starting to lift from you?
I feel that's probably why this one in particular was crucial to me, was the fact that I could see them getting better. So the pressure was off me a little bit, of being that strong person holding up the family, trying to keep it together, you know. And now it's my time.
That's a lot to carry around. 8 years is a long time to be that strong person.
It is. It is.
Well, I just admire you. I admire what you're doing. I think it's a, you know, as Cheryl said before, it's a heroic thing that you're doing. It's not only for you and your family, but you're doing this for other families that can't put themselves in this position yet.
Most definitely. You know, it's just not a matter of being here and talking. I'm here for all victims. And at the end of the day, if we just get through to just one inmate, not to re-offend, we've done our job. You know, that's what it's all about. But I feel very strongly that, as you saw, these gentlemen here today, you know, that they're pretty committed to not reoffending.
I think they were speaking from the heart, as were the victims, so you could really tell that. In fact, during the ceremony, there was one inmate who couldn't hold back the tears. I think that's pretty evident that this is making a big impact on them.
It's over the 8 weeks, you learn a lot about a person, especially the way we approach it, as in the program. Very early on, you get right down to that raw nerve. And I think that's the part that you throw away all that baggage, all that facade, and get down to the bare bones of it. And that's where it grows from there. And then you see them change with it. They get the message very early on, and it just comes out of them.